From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Whirlin' Husky.
If I had a Latin's lamp, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd just rub and wish and then I'd be right there with you. If I owned a magic rug, there's just one place I'd fly. To your front door, that's where I'd soar. We'd let the world go by. Aladdin was a lad who had a lamp so dear. He could rub his lamp, then his servant would appear. He owned a magic carpet that would fly him through the sky. Oh, to be Aladdin, oh, wish that lad was I. If I had Aladdin's lamp, things would surely be. I'd just rub and wish, and then I'd bring you here with me. If I owned a magic rug to fly us through the air, we'd just love and kiss and hug, we wouldn't have a care. And his treasures he could hold. His streets were made of diamonds and his mountains made of gold. He only had to ask and his every wish come true. Aladdin, oh Aladdin, to exchange one day with you. If I had Aladdin's lamp like this lad of old, I wouldn't ask for dollars and I wouldn't ask for gold. I'd just wish you by my side forever in my heart. Ever always in my arms, and we would never part.
Thank you, and to all my friends and neighbors, a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight's all-star lineup, Rod Brasfield, Claude Sharp and the Old Hickory Singers, Grandpa Jones, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
As a special guest, I invited over a whole flock of people. I'm talking about Bill Carlisle and all the Carlisles. That ain't Bill coming out now. That looks like Claude Sharp and the Old Hickory Singers. And by the looks of the sheet music, they're going to sing one called In the Little Red Schoolhouse.
In the red barn on the farm down in Indiana, let me lay my back on the sack of new mown hay. Round the barnyard where the farmyard folks are bally, let me dilly-dally all livelong day. I'm a Hoosier who's blue through and through, and my heart is pining for the sycamore tree where the wall branch breezes play. What's more, I'm pining for a yellow moon that's shining on a little red barn on a farm down Indiana way. Indiana, let me lay my back on the stack of new mown hay. Round the barnyard where the farmyard folks are pally, let me dilly-dally all the livelong day. I'm a Hoosier who's blue through and through, and my heart is pining for the sycamore trees where the wabash breezes play. What's more, I'm pining for a yellow moon that's shining on a little red barn on a farm down Indiana way. Down Indiana way.
Say, Ferlin, you know the expression, every man to his own taste?
Yes, I do, Grant. What about it?
Well, I was just thinking that when it comes to pipe smokers, it seems like most men's taste is for Prince Albert smoking tobacco. By every minute of every pipe-smoking day, Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. You see, pipe smokers know that TA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. and they like the way PA's own special process holds and heightens the rich natural flavor of the choice tobacco. So you get natural tobacco taste pipeful after pipeful.
Yes, and Prince Albert gives you cool, comfortable smoking enjoyment. It's crimp cut, too, so it packs neat and firm, smokes smooth and long burning.
So all you pipe and Makin's men listening in, enjoy natural tobacco taste. Get yourselves some Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. See why it's called the National Joy Smoke.
Now, what do you say we really stir up some commotion around here? Our granny's just no sooner said than done, because all I have to say is, let's welcome Bill Carlisle and all the Carlisle.
Hi.
Howdy, Bill.
Howdy. How you doing, friend?
Good to see you.
Oh, we're glad to be here.
You got a new one first?
Hey? Yeah, we got a little baby talk here for the neighbor.
Baby talk,
uh-huh.
Boy.
Goo goo dad dad.
Let it go.
Goo goo dad dad. Goo goo dad dad. He'd soon be head for the road. Oh, and come and stalk him. Now, goo-goo, da-da, goo-goo, da-da, goo-goo, da-da, goo-goo, da-da. Mama, 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 mama. Goo-goo, da-da, goo-goo, da-da. Squirrel soon be winking at the girls. Oh, that young and tall man. My little old bed, I want to rest my little old head. Oh, that woman's calling. Now, da-da, 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 da-da.
Fine, Bill, and now you, all the Carlisles and myself, and just everybody around here circle up with a grand old opera dancing for an old-fashioned square dance.
Let her go, boy, let her go.
Hit it.
Thanks, man, all the way around. Hit it. Don't be looking far now, turn right now.
What?
Back that way, far now, to the floor, and get that control.
Take a little pleasure now, a little applause from all of our fun, just long enough to make room for something we always enjoy doing, singing a sacred song. And tonight we got one picked out as one of my favorites, one called Peace in the Valley. Ooh,
I'm tired and so weary, but I must toil on till the Lord comes to call me away. Oh, yeah. Where the morning is bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night, night is as black as the sea. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no troubles I'll see. Oh, there'll be peace in the valley for me. There the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion will lay down by the lamb. Oh, yeah. And the host from the wild will be led by a child. And I'll be changed, changed from this creature that I am. There'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no troubles I'll see. Oh, there'll be peace in the valley.
Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours now with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Ferlin, are you one of those fellas that enjoy a busman's holiday?
I sure am, Grant. There's many a day I tune in some country music, and instead of talking about Prince Albert, I enjoy it in a making cigarette.
Well, it's easy to enjoy a PA in a making cigarette because it smokes so mild and tasty. You see, nature herself put the flavor in PA, and Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor of mellow ripe tobacco.
And don't forget, PA is crimp cut to roll neat and easy. It won't blow around or dribble out at the ends. Yes, sir, with a PA and an OCB paper, you've got the makings of a perfect smoke.
No wonder Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Ask for PA in your next making cigarette.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
You know, country music is good no matter what you play it on. A guitar, a fiddle, a banjo, even the piano. And that's what's coming up now. Some of the best piano playing you've ever heard. My granny's by the Down Yonder girl, Miss Dale Wood. we sure enjoyed that, honey. Well, I don't know, neighbors, if you know it or not, but this is National Rug Cleaning Month, and I'd like to introduce a fella now that's been beating rugs for himself and everybody else all week long, and beating his gums, too. Let's make him welcome the hot shot of Hohenwald, Tennessee, Rod Brassfield.
Good to see you, boy.
Good to see you, too. Good to see you.
How you getting on?
Hey, Hoss, you got a black eye, ain't you?
Yeah, I got a black eye. I turn black eyes. Is it getting black, sure enough?
Sure is.
It's a birthmark.
A birthmark?
Yeah, it's a birthmark. See, I come up from Hornwall on train last night, and I got in the wrong berth. Say, you know, Ferlin, this here traffic is getting to be a mess around here, ain't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
You know Mr. Dick Norris, the traffic cop up here on Dedrick Street?
Yeah, did he give you a ticket?
No, he didn't give me no ticket, but he was up there directing traffic today, and yeah. I was standing there, and the light changed, see? Yeah. And it didn't mean a thing to this one woman. She drove right through that red light just like Moody's goose.
Flying.
And he throwed his whistle up and whistled at her, you know, and she didn't stop. And he throwed his hand up, and she finally stopped, see? He went over to her and he said, "Lady, didn't you hear me whistle at you?" She says, "Yes, sir." He says, "Well, didn't you see me hold my hand up?" She says, "Yes, sir." He says, "Well, don't you know what it means when I hold my hand up?" She says, "Well, I ought to. I'm a school teacher."
Rod, how's Susie? I haven't heard you mention her.
She's just fine, Ferlin. Susie's just fine. But that woman is dumb.
She is.
Telling you, that's the dumbest woman that I ever seen in my life.
Look here.
She's dumber than me.
Dumber than I.
Huh?
Dumber than I, Rod.
Well, let's just say she's dumber than both of us, huh? Well, and look at that picture there I found in my suit when I got it out of the cedar chest tonight. That's a picture of my daddy and my five brothers all in uniform.
Well,
does that pole look natural?
I didn't know you had that many relatives in the uniform.
Yeah, that's all my family. That's all my relatives right there.
Everyone. Who's the fella on the corner over here with the gun?
The gun?
Yeah, the one right here.
That there's the warden.
Yeah.
You was talking about Susie there a while ago. Me and her got in an awful spat last night.
You did?
Yeah, I had a date with her and was in my old Ford riding around. We got to arguing about which was the most important, man or woman.
That's what she said, woman.
Yeah,
you
of course.
Said man,
I said man was.
Yeah.
And she just got plumb fighting mad. She says, "Rod, if all the women in this world was on one side of the ocean, all the men was on the other side of the ocean, there'd be many an old man get drowned and try and swim across."
Yeah, that's right.
I said, "Yeah, that's true, and there'd be many an old maid get their coattails wet, too, wouldn't it?" Ferlin, she had the gall to say to me, "Rod, women are taking their place. One of these days, you're going to wake up and find a woman president."
Did she say that?
Yeah, and I says, "That's the morning I'm going to oversleep, sister. I'll pay for that." Can you just imagine a woman president? Ain't that going to be something?
I can't think.
Can you imagine getting up here and the boys, the paper boys, all yelling, "Extra, extra, president's got twins."
Yeah.
Come to think of it, boy, that'd be the birth of a nation,
yes,
wouldn't it?
Sure would. Hi, grannies, I'm in the mood for another song from the Carlisles. How about it, neighbors?
Back again. Yeah, good to be here. We'd like to do one for him called Little Lassie Jane, if you don't mind.
Say to the drake,
"Little Lassie Jane,
ain't no crow
that's in that lake.
Little Lassie J.
Did the hen duck say to the drake?
Little Liza Jane.
There ain't no crawdads in that lake.
Little Liza Jane. And Little Liza. Oh, Little Liza. Little Liza Jane. And Little Liza. Oh, Little Liza.
Little Liza.
To a good friend of ours who's getting ready to pick out a fine song on his old banjo. Let's welcome Grandpa Jones.
Banjo boy, a big yellow tulip, and I wore a big red robe. It was there you caressed me, and then heaven blessed me. What a blessing no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me dearie to town where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than julep when you wore a tulip and I wore a big red rose. Well, I met her in a garden in an old Kentucky town. The sun was shining down, she wore a gingham gown. I kissed her as I placed a yellow tulip in her hand. Up on my coat she pinned a rose so rare. Time has not changed her love, and this is just as sweet to me. I love her, yet I can't forget the days that used to be. When you wore a tulip, a big yellow tulip, and I wore a big red rose. It was there you caressed me, and then heaven blessed me. What a blessing no one knows. Well, you made life cheery when you called me dearie. Put down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than tulip when you wore a tulip and I wore a big red rose. Well, you wore a tulip, a big yellow tulip, and I wore a big red rose. It was there you caressed me and then heaven blessed me. What a blessing no one knows. Well, you made life cheery when you called me dearie. Put down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than julep when you wore a tulip and I wore a big red rose.
With today's long-range bombers, an enemy can inflict awful destruction on our cities unless they're stopped before they reach the targets. And that's where you can help. Ground Observer Corps volunteers fill the unavoidable gaps in our radar network to provide advance warning. Won't you volunteer a few hours of spare time for the Ground Observer Corps? Contact Civil Defense.
Neighbors, ever so often we get out a new record, and we'd like to do the other side of Aladdin. That's one of our new ones, and the other side of it's one called That Big Old Moon.
That big old moon up there may look yeller to you, but all that I can see is a dark hazy blue. It keeps on watching me, won't let me love again. Reflects a cloud on me, makes my future look dim. That big old moon up there holds nothing for me, but a lot of lonely nights and a blue memory.
Thank you.
to you. And when I had your love, I thought it was true. You may see a man up there, I used to see one too. I don't see that man no more, I can only see you. That big old moon up there holds nothing for me but a lot of lonely nights and a blue memory.
Well, now, grannies, that's the way it happens every time. You just get warmed up and it's time to go. We want y'all to be on hand next week, neighbors. Same time and place, because we'll be coming calling for you in the old buckboard. And up in the driver's seat next week will be our good friend, Roy Acuff. And he's bringing along Johnny and Jack and Miss Kitty Wells. Till then, this is Ferlin Husky saying thanks a million for everything. And we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Here's wonderful news for you smokers. Exciting news that's all wrapped up in a colorful new package.
That's the bright, smart new package of red, white, and gold that contains the all-new, brand-new Cavalier cigarettes.
All-new Cavalier's new blend tastes just great. The new blend gives you the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
And the smoke feels as good as it tastes. Yes, the all-new Cavalier gives you plenty of flavor, naturally rich taste, that draws so easy through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there.
And so is the pleasure of smooth smoke that feels good to you smoke after smoke. The smoke feels as good as it tastes.
When new true smoking enjoyment with all new king-size Cavaliers with their great-tasting new blend. Light up and discover the wonderful difference it makes to you when
the smoke feels as good as it tastes.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.